Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I have Mom and Daddy Verner.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Who's calling?
This is your mother.
Okay. Good evening.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Loretta, who was that join?
I have no idea. Okay, I have Mom and Daddy Verner. Auntie Carrie?
Yeah.
I thought that's what that
was. And I have 1788. I'm not familiar with that number.
Kevin Avery.
Kevin.
Avery.
Avery? Right.
Okay, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Brian,
hey.
Are you by yourself?
I got Daniel and Little E with me.
Daniel Hubert?
Hubert, yeah, not Daniel.
Hey. Oh, you got Hubert, not Daniel. Okay.
Yeah. Daniel
good
went
evening.
Somewhere. Good evening.
Greetings, buddy.
Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Auntie Betty?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to go down the list for a list of callers for right now. I have Mom, I have Daddy Verner, I have Angela, I have Kevin Avery and Loretta, Auntie Carrie, Brian, Auntie Betty, Hubert, Kadarius, and I think that's all we have for right now. We're going to give it another minute, and then we'll go right on into our program.
I don't know if you said Brian, but his friend Little E.
Little E is with him?
Yeah.
Good evening,
yeah.
Little E.
He's in the bathroom right now.
Okay.
Come on.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hey, who is this, Daniel?
Yes, ma'am.
You by yourself?
Yeah.
How are you today?
I'm okay.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I guess we'll go ahead and get started with the program. I'll go ahead and do another roll call. If I miss anyone, please let me know. So far, I have Mom, Miss May, or Daddy Verner, Angela, Kevin Avery, and Loretta, Auntie Carrie, Brian, Auntie Betty, Hubert, Kadarius, Little E, and Daniel. Did I miss anyone?
Loretta, go ahead and add Keisha. She'll be here shortly.
Keisha. Anyone heard from Bruce tonight?
I came today. And it's had to work tonight.
Okay. Okay, I guess we'll go ahead and get started. Good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome you to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer. We are here every Sunday night at 8 p.m. We are gathered every Sunday night to give God honor and to praise His name. We are here to share God's good news and in the process hope to help bring someone closer to God. He will and He can restore peace and restore love. We ask that through this prayer to take time to meditate on the goodness of the Lord, that He died for our sins. I am Loretta, and I will be your host tonight. And may everyone bow their head for the opening prayer and the blessing of the prayer line. Dear Heavenly Father, we come together tonight for the opening prayer and the blessing of the prayer line. We ask that you order our steps, lead and guide us throughout this prayer service. We ask that you remove anything that will prevent us from hearing your words. We rebuke Satan out of any object in Jesus Christ's holy name. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you surround us with spiritual people and lift us up in a mighty way so everyone can see the goodness of you. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to live more like Jesus, your Son, our Savior. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, due to the fact that this is an open session, we're going to go right on into it. And as I call your name, you can share or you can pass. And I will start out with Mom.
Yes, I'm going to say a poem, and it's read as myself. I have to live with myself, so I want to be fit for myself to know. I want to be able, as the days go by, to look myself straight in the eye. I don't want to stand with the setting sun and hate myself for the things I've done. I don't want to hide on the cliff shelf a lot of secret about myself and fool myself as I come and go into thinking that nobody else will know what kind of man I really am. I don't want to dress myself in shape. I want to go with my head erect. I want to deserve all men respect. And in the struggle for fame and pearly, I want to be able to like myself. I don't want to look at myself and know that I am blushed and empty show. I cannot hide myself from me. I can see what others can never see. I know what others can never know. I can fool myself and so. Whatever happened, I want to be self-respect and conscience-free. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, next we have Daddy Verner.
How are we doing this evening?
We're doing great.
All righty. So I'll be talking about following a trusted leader. And they trusted the leader was Moses. And we'll find that in Exodus
15:19. Amen.
For the host of Pharaoh went in chariot and with a horn running through the sea. And the Lord brought again the water of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. The first, the Israelites would have never been able to cross the Red Sea on their own. They were trapped between the Egyptian army and the Red Sea. Water in the biblical was thought of as the ultimate symbol of chaos. In Hebrew, it was chaos, tuba. To the Israelites who persist no seafaring tradition, and Lord for their water was thought of as the wound of a death and dishonor. And
amen.
Amen.
Let me do one more line. So all around, there may be signs of decay, destruction, and devastation, but deliverance is a cure for the people of God. because God is known as the deliverer and sanctifier of his people. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, next I have Angela.
Hey. Read a phrase called contentment, not resentment. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever lost someone or something very near and dear to you? One minute you are in the world, the next minute the world sits to you. In a twinkle of an eye, you run from an emotional high to an emotional low. Your steady state of contentment turns into a roller coaster of discontentment, the whole thing resulting in resentment. How do you remain content? Downward dive. For most of us, if gradual changes in our lives, we respond by making uncomfortable adjustments. Often the shift to discontent is barely perceptible. On the other hand, sudden shifts in our routine off balance. Our life suddenly turned upside down. For many, life's tumultuous circumstances often leave with an in this letter to the apostle, given in the contentment, not resentment, of contentment as happiness, whatever condition we find ourselves. Authentic contentment doesn't depend on absolute stability or on knowing people of status, having a lavish thing or places, or knowing that Jesus Christ's strength is a resource. When the tests in life happen, and they will, our balance remains stable in knowing him. Jesus promises never to leave us or forsake us, especially when situations in our lives are shifting. Contentment comes in knowing that God has called you and me to a higher purpose, that he shall equip us to complete that work. Contentment comes knowing that it shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Contentment comes in knowing that God is with us, especially in the struggle. Knowing that God sees, cares, and works in our circumstances gives you and me every reason to dwell in contentment, not resentment. I'm happy in Jesus. How about you? Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Yes, I'm happy.
Yeah, we're having a little trouble.
There's some background noise.
It's a lot of background noise. Okay. Kevin Avery?
Paige?
Okay, that would lead to me. I have something I would like to share. The 30 thoughts, and it says to focus on the future. God is constantly trying to plant new seeds of victory inside of you. He is trying to increase you and enlarge your vision. He wants to take you to new levels of victory. But in order for this to happen, the seed has to take root in your heart. Before you're ever going to be successful, you got to see yourself being successful. Before your dreams come to pass, you got to look through your eyes of faith and see them coming to pass. The enemy doesn't want you to fulfill your destiny, so he immediately tries to discourage you and uproot the seed God's planted. In order to defeat the enemy in your life, you have to stay focused on God's promises. Constantly meditate on his promises. Live a life that is pleasing and honoring to God. And thank the Lord for his faithfulness, no matter what the circumstances look like. Before long, you begin to see the dreams God placed in your heart come to pass. Dreams fulfilled with blessing and victory. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, next I have Auntie Carrie.
I pass.
Okay, and next I have Brian.
Okay, I want to read from Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Called Daniel in the Lion's Den.
Amen.
Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home. And in his upper room, with his windows open towards Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since the early days. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. And they went before the king and spoke concerning the king's decree. Have you not signed a decree that every man who petitions any god or man within 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the dying land? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which does not alter. So they answered and said before the king that Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, does not show due regard for you, O king, for the decree that you have signed, but makes the petition 3 times a day. And the king, when he heard these words, was greatly displeased with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. He labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men approached the king and said to the king, now, O king, that it is the law of the Medes and the Persians, that no decree or statute which the king established may be changed. So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of the lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you. Amen. But then a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signets of his lords, that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. Now the kings went to the palace and spent the night fasting, and no musicians were brought before him. Also his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in the haste into the den of lions. When he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lion? Then Daniel said to the king, O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he believed in his God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Once again, we're listening to the Nelson Family Weekly Prayer. We hope you all are gathering something that will take you through your busy week. The next person I have up for speaking is Auntie Betty.
I would like to sing tonight, okay?
Amen, amen. Go ahead, Mahala.
Oh, I want to sing him. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, cares all past, harmless, ever to rejoice. As I journey through the land, singing as I go, praying souls to Calvary, to the Clemson flow. Many arrows pierce my soul from without within, but my Lord. Lead me on, through him I must win. Win in service for my Lord, dark may be the night, but I cling more close to him, he will give me light. Satan's snare may vex my soul, turn my throne aside, but my Lord goes ahead, lead whatever betide. When in valley low I look toward the mountain height, and behold my Savior there, leading in the fight. With a tender hand I stretch toward the valley low. Guide me, I can see as I onward go. When before me bill arise from the mighty deep, then my Lord direct my bark, he does safely keep. And he lead me gentle on through this world below. He is a real friend to me, oh, I love him so. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, next we have Hubert. Anything you want to share with us tonight?
Yes, I do. First of all, I would like to bring to the Mellon family of prayer that we open up a church October the 23rd for the disabled and the handicapped.
Amen.
And the name of the church is Light of Hope, the Church of Inclusion. And started today, I was nominated to be the MC of every ceremony now. Every Sunday we'll be having a meeting from 3 until. And I think it's a great thing to do. I would like to elaborate on a little bit if I had the time. Yes, it's good to see the disabled or the handicapped, you know, to come in and attend church. There's never been a church open before for the disabled. This is the first one, and it started right here in Atlanta, Georgia. And it'll be a blessing. And I say it is marvelous the way the Lord works in your life. You open up doors that you know not of. I guess that's where it comes from, laying not upon your own understanding.
Amen.
And I say that's just a blessing at the moment, and I look forward to doing all that I can to extend the work of God and lean not upon my own understanding so that I may let him guide my step to do his will and not my own. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'd like to come to you all and then say, everybody, wherever you are, it's where God wanted you to be at this moment. And that's just a blessing, and we give thanks and praise to the God we serve, Yahweh. I'll be coming to you from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 34. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherd of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherd feed the flock?
you eat the fat and you clothe you with the wool, you kill them that are fed. That ye feed not the flock, but you feed not the flock. The ye have you not strengthened. Neither have ye healed that which was sick. Nothing have you bound, nor have you bound up that, oh Lord. Look out. Nor have you bound up that with the wounded, I believe. I can't see it too clearly. Excuse me. I misread that. Neither have you brought again that which was driven away. Neither have ye sought that which was lost. But with fears and with cruelty have ye them. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field where they were scattered. My sheep were scattered through all the nations, through all the mountains, upon every high hill. You, my flock, were scattered upon all the faces of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock. But the shepherd fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O you shepherds, the word of the Lord. Just the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, the shepherd, and I will require my flock at their hands and cause them to cease from feeding. Even the flock. Neither shall the shepherd feed themselves anymore. For I will deliver my flock from their mouth. They may not be meat for them. Then thus saith the Lord, behold, I. Have searched my sheep, said the Lord God. I can't see it too clearly. And Lord, the shepherd, them out. The searches them out, I believe. All right, may the Lord add a reading upon the blessing of his word.
Amen.
You know, and I would like to end my words to saying, there's a constant war going on between the flesh and the spirit. And it's an eternal war. And the war is not ours. We were born in sins and our iniquities. And Jesus paid the price to redeem us if we repent from our own sins that we were born in. And at that time, that's when the Lord God planted a seed in you that is more righteous, so you can be more like unto him. But if you're going to be more like unto Jesus, you're going to have to give up your will and try to put on the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ said, not my will be done, but thine. And may the Lord add, and the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. We show ourselves to be approved unto our God, not people pleasers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Okay, next we have Kadarius coming to us.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Kadarius, and I just stopped by to say, give and it will be given to you a good measure, measured pressed down, shaked, drunk together and running over Luke 6:38. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, next we have Little E. Anything you want to share with us tonight? Okay, next I have Daniel.
I just want to say hey to everybody. Love everybody. I just want to read my verse out of John. John 6:56. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwell in me, and I in him. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Did we ever have Keisha to join in, Angela?
No, she's knocked off late.
Okay. All right. We just had Latoya to come through. Is there anything you want to share tonight?
Yeah.
Toya doesn't want to share anything tonight. Okay. All right. So next we're going to go ahead into the sick and shut in. So, Angela, I would like to add Deborah Simmons to that list. Anyone else would like to add to the list of the sick and shut in?
Yes, I'd like to add Abraham Madula. That is so glad to see. We live in Alabama. I like you all to add him on to the crowd of this.
Abraham who?
Azula.
Azula?
Aye.
Okay. Background noise. Thank you, whoever that was. Thank you so much. Let's bow our heads. Everyone. In the silence of your divine presence, God, we feel your healing spirit flowing through DeMarcus, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Tony, Malachi, Maxine, Marianne, Billy Mitchell, Billy Morgan, Auntie Vasti, Vicky Huffman, and Carlos Wells family, Sandra J.D., Uncle Champ, Dominique Chavez, Mr. Walker, Mary Lowe, Deborah Simmons, and Abraham Azula. Your life force energy brings passion, energy, and enthusiasm to their mind, body, and spirit. They feel alive. Surrounded by your magnificent healing spirit, God allowed them to experience spiritual healing and wholeness throughout every part of their being. Thank you, Father, for your spiritual healing energy that pumps through the rest of my words. That pops through their body, I guess. I must. Oh, well. I'm going to have to do it on my own here. That pops through them daily, and we ask that you heal them, Father. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, at this point in time, I would like to ask if there are any praise report or testimony anyone would like to share in Jesus' name.
Angela. It's not necessarily a praise report, but just some words that have been on my mind a lot, and I was reading a book, and I thought, well, let me just share this, just kind of a reiteration of what we all know. We know that the law of the universe basically says that, you know, we can reap what we sow. So one of the things I would like to leave everyone with this week is to be careful with the words that you say. If you say a lot of negative things, you're going to bring a lot of negative energy into your life, and then you're going to have a lot of negative circumstances surrounding your life, and you're going to wonder, well, why is this happening to me? So what you want to do is every time you have a negative, a positive outcome, and keep thinking that positive outcome to bring in those positive spirits and those positive circumstances around your life. It's up to us to make the difference. God gives us free will, and those are the things that we need to take into consideration and think about the words that we say that we bring into life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The tongue is very powerful. The tongue is very powerful. Okay, well, I would like to share a praise report that my granddaughter, Michaela, was christening today. Present was her mother, Jarita, and father, Jesse. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, let's see. Next, we're going to go on into birthdays. Any birthdays for this week? Let's see, the 29th.
This is Angela. Add my mother-in-law, Ruth Patton. My bestest girlfriend, Gail Jones. And my niece, Tia.
Tia?
Yeah, their birthday is on the 3rd, and I think Gail's birthday is on the 4th.
Okay. Okay, now I must move on to any volunteer to sing the birthday song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen. 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 Okay. All right. Okay. Is there anything else anyone would like to share with us tonight before we go into our closing prayer?
I would like to share something. Tanya's son, Norris, was baptized today.
Amen. Amen. Norris. Norris.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would like to share something also. You know the storm that came through Alabama, Tennessee this week? I'd like to thank the Lord for being our protector and that none of our family members, I pray for those who did get a little injured. It wasn't any death fatality so far as I, of course, I've been keeping up with, but it was a terrible storm that came through Alabama. But when it got to Georgia, it ceased. And that's a blessing because those storms had, I think they said 31 tornadoes, category 2 and 3. So
yeah.
I like to give thanks to God for the protection that my mother and them who lives in Alabama were protected from the wrath of the Almighty. Give thanks.
Amen.
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 And my stepfather, I'm sorry.
Amen, Daddy Brown.
His family too.
Okay, can I get a volunteer for the closing prayer? I think we're back at Matthew. Is it Matthew 6?
Yes, it is. But before we do that, Loretta, I do have one more thing I would like to say.
Okay.
I would like to ask for traveling mercy for me and my husband. We will be traveling to Atlanta on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You still on Matthew?
I don't remember Matthew. We did Matthew last
week. Did we? I'm
no,
sorry.
We didn't
answer which one we did last week. Psalms 23?
We did Psalm 23.
Oh, no, I wasn't on last week. My bad.
Okay, all right. So tonight we're on Matthew 6. Yeah, we missed you last week, too.
My bad. I'll read this time so y'all know that I'm here.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Matthew 6:9. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Okay. I want to thank everyone for joining in tonight, and I hope next week will not be a problem due to the fact Super Bowl will be going on. Hope we still take time out to praise the Lord.
None of my teams are in there, so I don't really care.
Amen. Okay, and thank you for Mr. Avery for joining in. Hope you join in more. And next week will also be an open session. Angela and I are still working on that program for this year, so come prepared to share. Give praise, report, and testimony. Everybody have a blessed week, and we love you all.
Good night.
Hey.
Good night. Put God first.
Love everybody.
Love you.
Love you, everybody.
We love you, sweetheart. Keep up the good work.
Go to sleep, Adele.
Brian said, go to sleep.
Hi. No, you go sleep. I know that. Wow. Y'all know stuff in school, damn. Y'all just...